Welcome back. In this lesson, we're doing Edit Polish Lab with Breakbeat Surgery in Ableton Live 12, and this is where a raw DNB idea starts sounding like a Riedel record. We're not writing a whole track from scratch here. We're taking a loop that already has energy, and we're making it feel intentional. That means tightening the breakbeat, shaping the vocal edits so they lock with the groove, and using small arrangement moves so the drop keeps moving without feeling chaotic. If you've ever had a beat that sounded good in isolation but felt a little messy once the vocal and sub came back in, this is the fix. In drum and bass, detail matters at a ridiculous level. A snare that lands a few milliseconds late, a vocal tail that smears over the backbeat, or a break that's just a little too muddy in the low mids can make the whole section feel amateur. So today we're being surgical. First, get your session organized. Bring in one breakbeat loop, one or two vocal phrases, your sub-bass line, and any supporting hats or percussion. Name things clearly right away. Break main, break alt, vox hook, vox chop, sub, FX. Color code them if you can. That sounds basic, but it saves you from making bad decisions later because you're lost in the session. Set the project around 172 to 174 BPM, and turn warp on for the break and vocals. For the break, beats mode is usually the move because it keeps transients punchy. For vocals, Complex Pro can be great if you want them to stay natural, but if you want a tighter, more chopped feel, Complex can work better. And while you're working, leave yourself some headroom on the master. Around -6 to -8 dB is a nice working zone. That way you can actually hear whether your edits are improving the groove, instead of just making it louder. Now let's find the pocket in the break. Solo the break for a minute, and listen to where the snare is sitting, and how the ghost notes move around it. The big idea here is this. In DNB, swing is often in the tiny timing imperfections. You do not want to quantize everything into a dead grid unless that's a very specific style choice. We're tightening, not flattening. Use warp markers to correct the obvious problems. If a snare is dragging, nudge it forward a few milliseconds. If a ghost note feels nice where it is, leave it alone. That looseness is part of the bounce. This is a good moment to remind yourself to work in layers of commitment. First, get the groove right. Then refine the timing. Then polish tone. Don't reach for EQ and saturation too early if the slice placement is still changing. Once the timing feels better, clean up the tone. Put EQ8 on the break track and high pass somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz if the break is fighting the sub. If the low mids are muddy, a gentle cut around 250 to 400 Hz can help a lot. And if the hats are getting sharp or brittle, a small dip in the 7 to 10 kHz range can take the edge off. After that, you can add drum bust for a bit of attitude. Keep it subtle, a little drive, low crunch, maybe a touch of transient emphasis if you want more snap. We're not crushing the break into a pancake. We still want it to breathe. We just want it to feel like it belongs in a finished DNB drop. Now let's get more hands-on and turn the break into something you can actually perform with. You can duplicate the break or use sliced a new MIDI track if you want more control. Slicing by transients is the cleanest starting point for this kind of work. If you go the MIDI route, keep the main snare anchored in a stable spot so you don't lose the backbone of the groove. If you stay on audio, cut it musical points, before snares, after fills, between ghost notes. Use tiny crossfades where needed so you don't get clicks. Here's a very useful DNB move, make a 2-bar main break and a 2-bar varination. In the varination, swap one kick, remove one ghost snare, and add a tiny fill on the last half beat before the phrase turns over. That one little change can make a loop feel like it's evolving instead of just repeating. Now bring in the vocal and treat it like rhythm, not decoration. In darker DNB, the vocal often works best as a chopped hook, a spoken phrase, or an eerie callout. Long, smooth lines can work too, but they need to be edited so they sit inside the drum pocket. Find one strong phrase and shape it into a call and response. For example, bar 1 could be the full vocal hook, bar 2 could be a chopped response, bar 3 could leave room, maybe just one word hit, bar 4 could bring back a doubled phrase or a reverse tail. That kind of structure keeps the vocal feeling designed, not just dropped on top. Use warp markers to tighten the consonants and make sure the phrase lands where you want it. A strong word like run, fall, or inside can be placed just before or right on the snare for extra impact. And here's a teacher-style tip. Zoom in on the transients, but always listen at phrase length. A chop that looks perfect on the grid can still feel late once the break is firing underneath it. For processing, keep it simple and focused. EQ8 can high-pass the vocal around 90 to 140 Hz so it doesn't fight the low end. A little compression or glue compressor can smooth out the phrase. A short delay or echo can give it movement, and a short reverb can place it in space. If the vocal is too wide and it's stepping on the drums, use utility and automate the width down on key hits. Keep the main line focused in the center, then let the tails open up later. This is where a lot of people go wrong. They leave both the vocal and the break trying to dominate the same transient tone. In DNB, the snare usually wins. Protect the backbeat first. If the vocal is competing with the snare, either move the vocal, shorten it, or create a small gap in the drum pattern so the vocal gets its moment. That leads into the next part, drum-vocal interplay. The best edits often rely on space. A tiny silence before a vocal phrase can make it hit way harder. Mute the break for a brief moment before a key line. Remove a kick right before a snare accent. Move a chop a 16th earlier so it feels like anticipation. Or drop in a ghost hit or reverse tail right at the end of a phrase to pull the listener forward. You can also use clip gain to tame accidental vocal peaks and automate reverb or delay sends so they only bloom at the ends of phrases. One really effective trick is to keep the vocal dry and focused during the main bar. Then throw a bit more delay on the last word. That gives you movement without washing out the groove. Now let's shape the drums as a whole. Group your break layers and supporting percussion into a drum bus. On that bus, use glue compressor for just a little cohesion, not heavy-handed compression. A little gain reduction is enough. Then add saturator for subtle grit and body. If the bus is building up mud or fizz, use EQ8 for small corrections. You can do the same thing with the vocal on its own bus. If it feels boxy, cut a bit around 200 to 350 Hz. If it needs a little life, a gentle high shelf can help. And automate the reverb sense so the vocal blooms at the ends of phrases rather than all the time. That keeps the main hook clear and the transitions atmospheric. At this stage, think like an arranger, not just a sound designer. Make one hero detail every two bars. Not every bar, every two bars. If everything is special, nothing feels special. So maybe bar 2 gets a vocal response. Bar 4 gets a reverse tail and drum fill, bar 6 gets a small ghost chop change, and bar 8 gets a reset moment or a one beat cut before the loop repeats. That's how you make an 8 bar section feel like a conversation. Now let's add automation to keep the loop alive. You do not need huge effects everywhere. Tiny changes go a long way in DNB. Open a filter slightly over 4 bars on the break. Raise the delay send only on the last word of a line. Add a little more reverb right before the turnaround. Nudge the drum bus drive up a touch in the second half of the section. Even a small utility gain dip can create space for a snare accent. If you want a simple arrangement shape, think of bars 1 to 4 as the chord drop loop, then bar 4 ends with a vocal reverse tail and break fill, bars 5 to 6 bring the groove back with an extra ghost chop, and bar 8 gives you a short silence or filtered teardown before the loop resets. That kind of structure keeps the track DJ friendly, but still alive enough that the listener wants to keep going. Now check your low-end and mono compatibility. This part is non-negotiable. Use utility to audition mono, either on the master or on key tracks. Listen for wide reverb clouding the snare, stereo hats fighting the vocal, low-frequency rumble under vocal edits, or sub-clashes when a tail overlaps the bass line. If the vocal reverb is muddy, high-pass it around 200 to 300 Hz. Keep the sub centered and mono. Shorten vocal tails in denser moments if needed. Remember, clarity is part of the weight. A murky mix does not sound heavier. It just sounds less controlled. Once the section is close, print a resampled pass. Record the full 8-bar drop to a new audio track inside Ableton. This is one of the best habits you can build, because it forces you to hear the section as one performance instead of a pile of separate tracks. Then listen back and ask the real questions. Is the vocal too busy? Does the fill actually read as a fill? Does the groove still work when everything is playing together? At that point, make ruthless little edits. Remove one unnecessary vocal slice. Shorten one break tail. Deepen one delay throw. Clean up the final bar so the loop resolves properly. That last pass is what turns a good idea into a save-worthy one. A few common mistakes to watch for. Do not over-quantize the break. Keep the ghost notes a little loose if they help the groove. Do not let vocal edits sit right on top of the snare. Move them by a few milliseconds or silence them, where the backbeat needs authority. Do not overdo low end in the break. The sub owns the bottom. Do not throw long reverb on every vocal line. Save the big space for transitions. And do not overcomplicate the edit just because you can. If the drop already works, simplify it. For darker, heavier DNB, shorter and drier vocal chops usually work better in the drop, While longer reverbs and delays are great for transitions, a reversed vocal slice before a snare fill can add tension without needing a giant riser. A little grit from saturator or drum bus can make the drums feel more modern and aggressive. And if the drop feels too polite, sometimes the fix is subtraction, not addition. Remove one supporting percussion layer and let the break breathe harder around the vocal. Here's a great mini practice challenge. Build an 8-bar edit using just one break, one vocal phrase, one subline, and one FX riser or reverse. Set the tempo to 174 BPM. Warp everything properly. Make a 2-bar variation by moving or removing only 3 hits. Chop the vocal into 3 pieces and place them as a call and response. Add one automation move, like filter, reverb send, or delay send. Check it in mono. Then resample the whole section and listen back without touching anything.